You're listening to The Heart of It podcast. My name is Sam Smeltzer, and I'm an HR intuitive and healer. In this podcast, we'll chat about what the industry of human resources can make possible for people and our organizations. In each episode, we'll have raw conversation around inner development and organizational culture change to create a working world where both people and organizations thrive. Thank you for listening. Now let's get this episode started. Hello, hello, and welcome to this episode of the Heart of It podcast. I'm so grateful that you're able to join me, and I have a very special guest this evening, or morning, or afternoon, whenever you're listening to this. Do you want to go ahead and say hello?
Hello.
Who are you?
My name is Madeline, Mommy's daughter.
Oh, she's Mommy's daughter. That's right. Are you my oldest or my youngest?
Oldest. I'm 9 years old.
9 years old. What grade are you in?
Fourth
grade. What do you think we're talking about today?
I think we're talking about the vision board.
The vision boards. You know what we called them for you guys last year?
No.
Didn't we call them happy boards?
Oh, yeah, because they were happy.
Yeah. Do you remember going to Vision Fest last year?
Yes.
What do you remember about it?
One of his sister came over, and we did a game, and we did this.
You mean Mr. Tony?
Yeah, the game.
Yeah, we did the game. What did you do in the game?
You picked a picture of the card, and then you tell about that card, that why you picked it.
And did that card help you make your board?
Yes.
In some way, right?
Yeah.
You probably don't remember, huh?
Uh-uh.
No. Do you have fun at Vision Fest?
Yes.
Was that your first time?
No.
You went the year before, right?
Yes.
And you like having your vision boards?
Yes.
And where do they hang?
They hang on my wall.
They hang on your wall?
Yeah.
In your room?
Yes.
Do you have all of them?
Yes. I only had two.
Yeah. So Maddie is here because she's kicking off this very special segment where we talk about our outcomes from our vision boards from last year. And so one of the things that's really special about the way we do vision boards at Leadership Arts Associates is we use our intuition to guide us. And when we have young creators like Maddie, we tell them to pick things that make them happy. And essentially what these boards do is they create landmarks throughout the year. So points in time or things that have happened throughout the year that let us know that we're on the right path of the way that we want to be living our life to ultimately be heading towards our purpose, the reason why we're here on Earth. So what did you think about 2020, Maddie? Because this has been a very different year.
Well, I think that was, that year was better than this year because I got to go to school and see my friends.
Yeah, you've been home for a while, haven't you?
Uh-huh.
And you've been a fourth grader only at home.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's not so much fun. So I don't think this past year has not been what any of us thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
All right, are you ready to start looking at this board and trying to figure out what it represents from what's happened this past year?
Yes.
All right, so first off, do you look at any of the pictures? Do they remind you of anything that you've done this year since you've been kind of stuck at home?
We did kind of call Aunt Nancy, and the Luha thing reminds me of her because that's at Hawaii.
You're funny, yeah. So, so Maddie's image has a hula dancer doll. And she's talking about my Aunt Nancy, who actually lives in Ohio. But for some reason, you always say that she's in Hawaii.
Oh!
But you do always do that, so I totally believe you that you, thought about her. And, you know, we had made several attempts to try to go visit them this year, and uh-huh. They've all been kind of canceled because of the virus mm-hmm. That's happening. How does that make you feel?
Sad.
Yeah. I know that you've been trying to get out and reconnect to them. So does that say that maybe that guy represents all the people that you miss right now?
Yes.
Okay. What else do you see on here?
Well, the burger makes me think of my favorite things.
Like what?
Like my favorite dinners, like hot dogs, burgers, pickles, and stuff like that. And it makes me think of that.
You love Red Robin too, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you, so all of your favorite things, did you get to have some of those things while we've been quarantined and stuck at home?
No.
We haven't gotten to have burgers or hot dogs?
Some of the things we didn't get to yet.
Like what?
Like, I'm trying to think. There's so many things. Well, we haven't, I ate donuts. Cupcakes.
We've had cupcakes.
We have.
All of your favorite things are only food. Does that represent all of your favorite foods?
Oh, a sundae.
We've had sundaes.
Not here.
Yes, we have.
We did?
Yeah.
When?
We even went to the ice cream shop, remember? We wore our masks and we had to take our masks off when we got there.
That's not a sundae. That's an ice cream.
Oh, isn't a sundae an ice cream?
No, sundae's the banana.
We made that at home.
When?
I don't know. We make those at home randomly.
Oh.
So you're saying that your favorite things probably throughout the year have been food related?
Yes.
Is this, yeah. Okay, so what about this old cat scenario?
The old cat scenario thing is reminding me of roller coasters. Like, the food on there looks yummy, how the chicken looks like real chicken and stuff. And I love kitties.
You love kitties?
Uh-huh.
Well, how come we don't have a cat?
Because Zoe.
What's wrong with Zoe?
Zoe's allergic and Daddy's too scared of cats.
He doesn't like cats.
He's too scared.
Doesn't like cats. So why are you thinking about roller coasters?
Because roller coasters are so much fun. At Dutch Wonderland, we used to always, I always used to go on the roller coaster, like the dragon one, the baby one, and also, what is it called? The purple one.
Mm.
And the purple one was my favorite.
Did you read the words that you put on there underneath the cat roller coaster?
Oh, no.
What is the, can you read that?
Shred. Shred your cat's
expectations. Do you know when I read that, it makes me think of, instead of shred, which would be like tear apart your cat's expectations, I think of like shed your expectations. Do you know what that means?
No.
Means like let go of what you expect to happen.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that kind of interesting for this year? Because everything that we thought was going to happen basically did not get to.
Okay, yeah.
All right, let's keep going. What about this wolf family that you have in the corner?
Well, I love wolves. They always have cute eyes, but they also remind me of mommy and daddy, me born as a human.
Aw, and you're human and we're not human?
You're wolves. Wolf. Just like the little pig. Pretend I'm a pig.
Oh, and we don't eat you? We take care of you?
Yeah. Oh. And then as I grow older, then I see you working on the farm and you eat the pigs there.
What?
On the farm.
So that corner represents mommy and daddy.
Yes.
Taking care of you.
Uh-huh. And then the vegetable thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is reminding me to be healthy and strong.
You've actually been eating a lot of vegetables. This is the first year I think I've seen you wanting to eat salad.
Yeah.
And you asked for raw vegetables. That's definitely one. So was that a goal that you had? That was a goal that you had. You wanted to eat more vegetables this mm-hmm. year. Oh, you've been doing good with that.
And then the ice cream thing.
Yeah.
This makes me think of my favorite desserts and what I want to make this year. Like desserts for other people and sell them.
Oh, you're gonna make desserts and sell them?
Yeah, so I get money.
So this represents you realizing that you need to start making some money this year?
Yes.
Why? What do you need the money for?
I need to save it up so I can buy materials for school. So if you say that I can't have it, I can buy it for myself.
Oh, okay. So getting past the, if mommy says no, you can now buy it yourself.
Yeah.
That's a growth that's happened.
And then the treehouse. Last year, I always wanted a tree house, but we didn't have a tree house, but it wasn't in a tree. But I always wanted one in a tree.
Yeah, we don't have a tree for a tree house.
Yeah, that one does.
Yeah, and you did want a tree house. But you guys also played a lot outside.
Yeah.
You spent a lot of time out in that tree house, well, our version of a tree house.
Yeah.
When we first are stuck at home this year, huh?
Uh-huh.
All right, what about this last one with all this these dressers painted?
Yeah, these ones is thinking of what I want to do when I grow up. Like, what do I want to do to my rooms? My room. So thinking of my dresser. Thinking of which dresser to make.
We did redo your room this year.
Mm-hmm.
We painted everything.
Uh-huh.
And you have now kind of like your own room that you designed, not mommy.
Yeah.
And you seem to love your room a lot more.
Mm-hmm. And then this friendship necklace is all the friends that I left.
Oh, yeah.
And I get to remember them.
You did, because you just changed schools.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, you didn't get to finish your first year at the new school.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, you did leave a lot of friends that you had made for
mm-hmm.
3 years. That was hard
Paisley.
For you.
Paisley I met for 2 years. She was my bestie.
Yeah.
We played all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had Haley. That was also my best friend, so then Miss Howard had to separate us.
Okay. All right, Maddie. We don't have to use full names on the podcast.
Oh, we don't?
No.
Well, there's so many Haleys out there. And also
that's right. Yeah, but don't talk about your teachers.
Oh. You don't know.
You never know. They could be listening.
What teachers?
Okay, don't worry about it. Good. Well, that's a pretty good board. So you think the board represents this past year?
Yes.
Yes. Are you going to make another vision board this year?
Yes.
Why would you tell people that they need to make a vision board?
Well, a vision board might give you some things like maybe what happened in the past so then you don't forget them.
Mm.
Or what about if you want to put some stuff on like when you want to do... When you want to grow up, like, I want a cat when I grow up. And I also want to visit Hawaii when I grow up. And I want my own tree house when I grow up. And I also want to make my own things and sell them.
Mm-hmm. How does that make you feel when you look at the pictures on the board from last year and they, like, mean something to you or they represent something for you?
I kind of feel sad when I look at the hula thing because mm-hmm. I didn't get to see Aunt Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the wolf thing makes me confident.
Okay.
That I'm always with mommy and daddy. Even when I go away to college, I'm always going to be with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cat thing is that I want their food and also I want a cat and I want to go on a roller coaster.
Okay.
And then the treehouse is for giving me good dreams about the treehouse.
Okay.
And then the dessert is when I want to open my own shop.
That's pretty cool.
And then the dresser is about what I want to do with my room. And then the friendship bracelet is about my friends. And the burger is my foods.
So anybody can make a board like this. Like they could cut out pictures and just put it on a board. Why would you tell them that they should come and do it with us when we do Vision Fest?
Because... we usually have a game to do, and then we also share our vision boards with some other people.
And don't you think that's a really cool process?
Yeah. And we get to meet other people that we haven't met before
mm-hmm.
and make good friends with them.
That's right. Yeah, there's like the same people have been coming year after year.
Uh-huh.
It's a really awesome community.
Uh-huh.
All right, do you have anything else to say?
Yes. Bye.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to go away saying bye.
All right. Well, thank you, Maddie, for coming on and sharing about your board. And I want to tell you that I'm really, really proud of you. I think the board shows a lot of you the growth that you've had this year as a young lady. Mm-hmm. And you have been going through some growth stages where maybe mommy and you and I don't always see eye to eye, but you're figuring it out and developing your independence, your ability to think for yourself and who you're going to be as a person when you get grown up. And that's because you are growing up, and I'm very, very proud of you.
And also, we didn't have that kind of taco. This taco.
That's true. We did not have an ice cream taco.
We should make one next time.
Well, we'll have to do that. We'll have to put that on the agenda.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Next week, I will be joined by my youngest daughter, Zoe, as we talk about her vision board, all in preparation for the amazing Vision Fest that is happening for 2021. So I hope you enjoyed this. I hope it served you. Thanks again, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye. I am so excited to formally invite you to come create your connected canvas at Vision Fest 2021, happening on Friday, January 29th in 2021. We have three incredible create sessions available for you to attend live, virtually or in person. In person, all social distancing precautions will be taken to make sure that it is a safe space where you can engage in the community at a social distance. We are offering sessions at 9 a.m., 2 p.m., and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Virtually attend from anywhere. If neither of those options work for you, download our DIY kit. Find out more at leadershipisart.com/vision-fest. See you there.